You better watch out. Santa's watching. You better be good. Well, we're here, actually, as you may have determined by the intensity of my voice, it's really one of my favorite subjects, water. I mean, think about it. It lives up there in the clouds, and it falls down to us here on Earth, and it traps all the pollution on its way down, clears the air, lands on the asphalt, picks up the grease and the oils and all the trash that's on the asphalt, drains into the storm sewer, jumps down into the Gila River. I'm talking about Maricopa County right now. We drain it off, and we send it down to the Colorado River, where it drains into the Baja California, where it evaporates and comes back to us as clean rain water. It is a miracle, the flow of water as it exists in our universe.
Exactly. And it is becoming a rare commodity.
Rare and rare. We did have a show not too long ago by the woman, Rita McGuire, that represents the CAP and the Colorado River water. And she was talking about what happens when we go into tier one rationing and tier two rationing. And it's really all the farmers that get hit in the first phases of rationing, and they actually have to give up. They have to quit using CAP water like within the next 5 years.
Wow.
So they're going into alternate supply sources too. But the fact of the matter is Arizona's in better condition for water supply than many of our surrounding states. Arizona's in handsome shape for water supply. Most people don't realize it. We use exactly the same amount of water today in Arizona as we did in 1957.
That's before my time.
There were less than a million people in Arizona here in 57. We use the same amount of water today as we did then. Is that incredible?
That's incredible.
Isn't that incredible? The majority of the water we use is outside of our home in our landscaping. So I think there can be a lot more responsible landscaping schemes that we could go to if we were serious about saving water. We would deal with it on the outside of the house rather on the inside, because only about 30% of the consumption we pay for in an annual average home is what we consume inside the house. And that's what we're here talking about today, consuming water.
Give us a quick price range. There's a lot of things that affect price. Do you have a softening loop? How big is your home? How many gallons of water do you consume averages? I mean, there's a lot of factors, but give me some range. Just
okay.
Even if there's a $10,000 gap in between the high and the low.
Yeah, it's exactly what you're saying, Romy. With the Kinetico products, again, we are state licensed bond insured contractors, so we do all of our own installations. And it does depend. It depends on the model number you want with Kinetico. It depends on the size of the plumbing, the hardness in the water, like you're saying. But it's going to range anywhere on a low end. I mean, we have different types of systems. We have something for everybody out there. They range anywhere from a low end of about $949, and we go all the way up to 20, 30, 40,000 square foot homes. So we've got anything and everything for everybody. All we really need everybody to do is call into our office, talk to our water specialist, or set an appointment. We'll come out, we'll give you a free site survey, a free water test, and then we can size the home accordingly and get the right Kinetico product in your house.
Now, Jack, I would have to believe down in Tucson, you deal rurally with a lot of people in Pima and Pinal County. Y'all do a lot of well water systems?
Surprisingly, 90% of my business in the greater Tucson area is all city water.
City supply.
I do go down to Green Valley into Santa Cruz County and down to Cochise County, Sierra Vista. And periodically I run into well water. And Kinetico has a patented well water system that can handle as hard a water as there may be. So it'll...
You know who knows a lot about that is, you had mentioned them earlier, the Blaneys. Because in Sedona, a lot of his outskirt jobs... You are in the mountains where they've got no municipal water.
Yeah. Jim and Martha Blaney have been in the industry a long time. Very, very responsible. Know exactly what's going up in the Sedona, Cottonwood, all that area up there.
If you want this kind of education as it relates to well, you can actually go to their partner page on our website, and we actually have an audio feature that Jim and I recorded back in 06 or 07. If you're on well water, I'm going to learn more about that specifically.
Talking water. And I can tell y'all, I want y'all to take it from me. If you take anything from me, there's a lot of bad information out there on water treatment systems. There are infomercials. There are television shows. There are printed claims that are outright falsehoods. And if you're looking for absolute truth in dealing with water treatment, you got to go to rosieonthehouse.com. We've got the companies there in Tucson, it's Kinetico. In Sedona, Prescott Valley, it's Kinetico. We really love our association with the Kinetico manufacturer, equipment, and distributors and dealers. We've got other brands there. And if they're going to shop anybody, you want them shopping somebody that's at least making the right claims, right?
That's correct.
So then you just find the person that's quoting you the right product for the right price and the right amount of service and the specs and the manuals and who you get along with, and you'll be dealing with properly treated water. Start at rosieonthehouse.com. Jack, Mike, thanks for coming in and helping clear the air about water.
Thank you, Rosie.
Robbie. Thank you.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.